Our family.
Our family.
Our family.
Hello and welcome to our family, the series of podcasts brought to you by the Harlitzky Fertility Clinic. Today's story is about Natalie, one of our lovely patients who experienced heartbreak and whose journey was inspired by our lovely Nicola Manash.
Our fertility journey started quite a few years ago when we were trying naturally, and unfortunately we never fell pregnant. I was diagnosed with polycystic ovaries quite a while before we started trying. So I always knew that in the back of my mind, we could have a bit of trouble. So fast forward to September 2020, we still wasn't pregnant. So we proceeded with IVF at a different clinic. We wasn't under Harley Street Fertility Clinic at that time. And we were really lucky and we were successful and we fell pregnant and we had 4 embryos left over to be frozen. But unfortunately, in October 2020, I had a miscarriage from that IVF. So I started to research, you know, different reasons why miscarriages happen. Was it just down to bad luck or was there an underlying issue that I was unaware of? And I started to research and read blogs on natural killer cells and immune issues. So we found some blogs from some women that were under Harley Street Fertility Clinic at the time. And they were talking about their experience with multiple miscarriages and finding out they had natural killer cells issues. So I had a look at Harley Street Fertility Clinic online and I read the reviews and I kept reading some of the blogs from these patients, and we decided to book a consultation with Dr. Venkat to discuss blood tests for natural killer cells and immune issues, because we wanted to find out if there was anything underlying before we went ahead and tried to conceive again. If it wasn't for them blogs and social media and the other women being so open about their struggles, I would have no idea about natural killer cells and immune issues. So if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be in the position now. I probably would have experienced more losses. So I phoned and booked a consultation with Dr. Venkat and explained to her our fertility issues and our story up until then, and asked if we could go for the blood tests to check for natural killer cells and immune issues. And Dr. Venkat had she of course agreed and thought it was a good idea to find out anything that more in depth before we tried again.
And then what happened? I know, but please tell us.
So yes, we had the blood test and it came back that I had elevated natural killer cells and I had minor blood clotting issues. So it was good in a way to kind of find an underlying issue that I never knew I had. So we were kind of pleased in a way that something had been pinpointed. So we had another chat with Dr. Venkat following on from the blood test. And she put a plan together and she really settled our mind to say, you know, we can put this medication in place and we can do this and we can do that to hopefully prevent another loss for you next time. So that was at the end, that was around Christmas. So we took a break over Christmas so we could enjoy ourselves and have a couple of wines and cocktails. And then in the new year, so at the beginning of 2021, we went back to our old clinic and we did a frozen embryo transfer. But this time we had the support of Dr. Venkat's immunity plan and natural killer cells. So included in that were, you know, medication, different medications, different... I had to go for a couple of intralipids at Harley Street Fertility Clinic before my transfer. Some daily blood thinning injections, etc. And then, yes, thank God, we got a positive result. And it has to be down to Harley Street Fertility Clinic's immune program they set me and the plan they set me for the immune treatments.
That's wonderful to hear, really.
Thank you. I'm under Harley Street Fertility Clinic until I'm 28 weeks pregnant, please God. And at the minute, I'm 13 weeks pregnant. So every month I go to Harley Street Fertility Clinic and have an intralipid to suppress the natural killer cells. And since February of this year, I've been taking steroids and blood thinning injections every day that have been prescribed by Harley Street Fertility Clinic. And up until now, I've been going back to Harley Street Fertility Clinic for weekly blood tests to keep an eye on my progesterone.
You, I'm not sure if you know about Nicola Manash and Alex Reed.
Yeah.
She had the same, and
Yeah,
she's
so
expecting.
yeah, so Nicholas has set up a WhatsApp group with myself and a couple of other ladies that are under the Harley Street Fertility Clinic for the same immune treatments. So I
Yes.
was following Nicola's blogs, and this is where I found out the information.
That's amazing, really. I have to tell her. I
Honestly.
mean, she knows,
Yeah.
but it's amazing for us to know what she's
Yeah,
doing
no,
behind the
definitely.
scenes. That's amazing. She's expecting, she will give birth in a couple of months, I think in July,
Yeah, I
isn't it?
know. She's so close.
Oh,
So
amazing.
we talk in a group every day and we update each other on how our scans have gone and how our intralipids were and our latest blood test. So it's really lovely to talk to other women that are going through the same stuff.
And then maybe one day you'll set up a WhatsApp group for other
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
expecting. That's amazing.
Yeah,
So, next steps. You are going to come to the clinic until you are 28 weeks months
yeah.
pregnant. And then you are going to be discharged and go and give birth
Yeah,
when
hopefully, fingers
time is
crossed.
right.
Fingers crossed.
You said you don't know if you want to know what you're going to have.
No, I mean, at the moment, myself and my partner don't want to know the gender, but I'm sure the further we go along in the pregnancy and the more excited we get, we'll probably change our minds and find out.
So, how was the whole experience?
It was very positive. I was really scared at first because I had the blood tests with Harley Street Fertility Clinic a couple of weeks after my miscarriage, because I just wanted to find out a reason as to, if and why it happened. So it was really scary. And when Dr. Venkat phoned me with the blood test results last year, like I said before, we were pleased in a way because something had been pinpointed and a plan could be put together. But it was also really scary because it's such a rare thing to go through. And, none of my family have ever heard of this, none of my friends. I haven't, apart from Nicola's blogs, I haven't heard of this ever. So it was quite daunting because I didn't really know what to expect. And the amount of drugs is quite daunting as well, seeing them written on paper. But the whole experience for me has been so positive, and I'm so thankful because we're sitting here now, 13 weeks pregnant, and please God, we get to full term and it's successful.
Amazing. It will be successful. Okay.
Oh, I pray every day, honestly.
How was the staff? Who did you meet at the reception? Nurses?
So I see Joanna and Stephen at reception all the time, and they're lovely. They're so helpful. And the nursing team are so lovely, so supportive. And any questions that I've had, which has been quite a few actually, because I'm quite nosy and I like to know everything. I'm quite a control freak. So I like to try and control everything, which I can't. But no, they've been really lovely and understanding. And if I've had a question during the day, they phone me once, the clinic has closed, they phone me of an evening to answer any questions and update me on my blood test results. So everyone, and obviously Dr. Venkat is like the godmother. And she's really, I find Dr. Venkat really good and at putting your mind at rest. And she's very calming and she'll talk you through the plan and the blood test results and she's got that way about her that just calms you down and makes you think everything will be all right.
Like a mother
Yes.
or the fairy godmother.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you are the second person who mentions Dr. Venkat being a fairy godmother. The first one was Nicola.
Oh, really?
Yes, she inspired me to write a children's book.
Oh, wonderful. Amazing.
So Dr. Venkat is the fairy godmother in the book.
Yes.
You will see, but I'm
Yeah.
still illustrating. But I would love to give it to you to read
Yes,
it to your
please,
baby, to your
definitely.
child.
Oh, amazing. That would be amazing.
So, a message for other people who are in a similar situation.
Oh, I would say, please don't give up, even if you can't see light at the end of the tunnel, because we were in that position, especially towards the end of last year. We just felt like we wanted to give up and just not carry on with anything. And if you can, if you have sadly experienced multiple losses, I would really, really recommend investing in in-depth blood tests if you can afford it. Because I truly believe that is the only way to find anything, underlying that you may be unaware of if your health's not affected. We've been trying for years and obviously sadly experienced loss, but after investing in some blood tests, doing loads of research, and talking to other women and couples in the same position, we're currently 13 weeks pregnant and we're so grateful. And we take it day by day, and we every day is a blessing that we get through. But considering where we were 6 months ago, like mentally, to where we are now, it's just day and night. So please don't give up.
We wish Natalie the very best of luck with the rest of her fertility journey, although maybe they won't need it now that they have the fairy godmother on their side. A podcast by Delia Coro.
Our family.
Our family.